For the first time, the federal government's annual survey of drug use set out to find out what percentage of Americans use prescription drugs to begin with. NPR's Richard Harris reports it's a big number.
Many people who abuse prescription drugs started out with a legitimate prescription. So the National Survey on Drug Use, for the first time, decided to tally up the total use of these drugs, how many Americans take painkillers, tranquilizers, stimulants, and sedatives. The answer for last year, 119 million Americans. That's about 45% of the population. Most of the people in this national survey said they took the drugs as prescribed, but 19 million people misused these drugs. They were usually acquired from a friend or relative, or people took more than their doctor had prescribed. Kimberly Johnson, an official at SAMHSA, the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, says the abundance of these drugs makes them ripe for abuse.
And because of their effect, they have a high probability of being misused.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is trying to reform prescribing practices, particularly for opiate drugs. The new survey also documents the dire need for affordable and accessible treatment options. SAMHSA official Kana Onamoto talked about that at a news conference today.
1 in 12 people aged 12 or older needed treatment for substance use disorder, yet nearly 90% of those individuals did not get specialty treatment that could have helped them toward recovery.
That applies to all drug treatment, not just for prescription drug abuse.
So we need to expand access to treatment, and we need to do it now.
Michael Botticelli is director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Because like every other disease, people who want treatment should be able to get it, and it should not be dependent on where they live or how much money they have.
President Obama's budget called for more than $1 billion to expand access to drug treatment, but Congress has not acted on it. Richard Harris, NPR News.